That was a Syrian dialect.
As always.
As always. Yo, 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 what up? Habibi. Later.
All right. We will say farewell with that. And please join us again next week. In the meantime, Pachyderm Parade coming up very shortly.
The 2025 Wisconsin Film Festival is going on now, all over Madison until April 10th. There are over 170 films of all shapes and sizes for you to choose from. This includes some of the best cinema from all over the world and right here in Wisconsin. Choose from comedies, dramas, experimental, animated, and student films, as well as documentaries, restored classics, films for kids, and more. You can catch these films at the Bartell Theater, the Barrymore Theater, and four venues on the UW campus. The last 4 days of the festival will take place at Flick's Brewhouse, located at the Easttown Mall. A guide to all the films and where they will be shown is available in the March issue of the Isthmus and online, and tickets are available at wifilmfest.org. The Wisconsin Film Festival is happening now through April 10th on a screen near you, helping keep local arts alive for almost 50 years. This is WORT 89.9 FM, Madison.
Jack Brigade on a Pachyderm Parade, but we'd rather stroll to a water hole. For a furlough in the shade.
Hello and welcome to Pachyderm Parade.
This is your host Ezra.
And Peter. Good to be back on a Sunday evening, playing some tunes. How about you, Ez?
What do you mean?
How was your weekend?
Good.
We went to Milwaukee again. Lots of good things in Milwaukee. This weekend we went to the zoo, public museum, and Mitchell Domes. Yeah. What was your favorite part of the zoo, would you say?
The big cats.
Yep. Those were awesome. Mine was the giraffes, probably. Milwaukee Zoo is pretty awesome because you can go inside and there's this eating area where the giraffes are. And I think, what was it, the cats? One of the cats shares with the hyena?
What?
Was that right? They have limited space, so they have to be roommates, but not at the same time. I think it works out. All right, well, let's play some songs for you out there. What do we have? First two songs for them.
The Hustle and Story Pirates.
Oh, nice. I love Story Pirates. All right, we'll be right back.
Ooh. here.
Okay. Where are we?
Hey, did you hear?
Hear what?
Cats sit on you.
They sit on whom?
They sit on you.
Oh!
And sometimes they take over the school.
Wait, what?
Cats sit on you.
Okay.
And sometimes they take over the school.
Okay, what?
Cats sit on you. And sometimes they take over the school.
Okay, I'm sorry, I have a lot of follow-up questions. No, you can't just sing at me and do a slinky dance like you're doing right now and expect me to understand. Where do the cats come from? What do they want with the school? How do we stop it? Is it a good thing? What exactly are you telling me?
I'm telling you everything you need to know. Just listen close and let me explain that cats sit on you. And sometimes they take over the school.
Okay, this is exactly what I'm saying doesn't work. You just repeating the same thing over and over again, and I need more information.
I think you know more than you think you know. Like, what do they do?
Sit.
And who do they sit on?
You.
And what do they take over?
The school.
How often do they do it?
Sometimes. Okay, I'm getting it.
Cats sit on you. And sometimes they take over the school. Cats sit on you. And sometimes they take over the school.
Okay, I still don't totally understand
what are they?
Cats.
And where do they come from?
Actually, I don't think you told me
and
the nature of...
And what do they do?
Sit! Yes, I know this one.
Yes! And now you're getting it.
Am I getting it?
Cats sit on you. And sometimes they take over the school. Cats sit on you. And sometimes they take over the school.
Hey, should we see what's on the television?
I guess.
I'm turning on the television.
We interrupt your morning report with this breaking news, and that news is that...
Cats sit on you. Sometimes they take over the school.
Hey, they're talking about the cats on TV.
Of course they are.
Let's go live to Chuck in the field.
Hi there, I'm outside the local elementary school where cats sit on you, and sometimes... they take over the school. Here to comment is a student.
So yeah, basically, cats sit on you, and sometimes they take over the school.
Cats sit on you,
and sometimes they take over the school.
Fascinating. Let's take a look inside the school, shall we?
I'm just opening the door to the school, and...
there are cats everywhere! They're sitting on me, and they're clearly in charge!
Yikes! Poor guy! Back to you in the studio!
You see?
See what?
It's clear as day. Sit on
okay,
you,
I have
and sometimes
enough.
They die.
Finally, she's gone. Now I can take this mask off and reveal my true self. My true self is a cat. Meow, 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 meow. The end.
All right, that was Story Pirates.
Nice.
Story Pirates. That's a good... if you're looking for new kid music, Story Pirates is something to check out. They do... they started off apparently as Striking Viking Story Pirates. Did you know that, Ez? And they collect works, written works from students and youth and adapt these stories for the stage. Sing songs.
That's nice.
I like it. Well, you've got some news for us, right?
Yeah.
What you got?
Chowder the Skater Dog.
Oh, nice. Do tell.
Chowder the Bulldog was bored with playing fetch at 2 years old. The Washington pup hopped on a child's skimboard, similar to a surfboard, and rode along the seashore. It was like he'd been doing this his whole life. Owner Jeremy Delp Dang told the New York Post since they don't live near the ocean, she bought Toto a skateboard. He taught himself how to steer, and now the 9-year-old dog skates down hills every chance he gets. Toto has been known to flip his board in frustration after a disappointing ride. Local skaters say he's just like us.
That's awesome. What a funny story.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was also one about pie, right? It was Pie Day not too long ago.
Uh-huh.
Pie being this magical number, 3.14, okay. And on and on and on.
Mastering a massive number. A 10-year-old in the UK is getting his share of the pie to set a world record. Alberto Del Villa Aragon recited 280 digits of pie, a number with more than 105 trillion known digits in 1 minute. Aragon said started memorizing pi for a school contest in 2024. He won it with 150 digits, earning the chance to smash a pi in the face of his school's headmaster.
Oh.
Then he set his sights on the world record, which required him to recite the numbers blindfolded. Aragon said he believes anyone can attempt this feat, and they might even get to pie someone in the face, too.
That's inspiration. Wow. I was just wondering, how did they ever figure out that pie has more than 105 trillion digits?
They counted.
And what about the 105 trillion and first digit? They haven't figured that out yet. That's a lot of digits. And so, just so you math people out there remember, like I just reminded myself the other week, that pi is a mathematical constant that is the ratio of a circle's circumference to its diameter. So the way you figure out the circumference of a circle, the distance around a circle, equals pi times the diameter. Math fact of the week. Great. Well, thank you for that news.
You're welcome.
Should we listen to some more Story Pirates?
Sure.
Okay.
Harold! Time to leave for school! Harold!
Okay, Mom.
Harold, aren't you forgetting something? A big hug and kiss for your mom!
Mom, I'm late already. I should probably...
And how about a nice big hug for Dad?
Dad, not now. Sorry.
Don't forget me, your big sister Janie, who loves you so much.
Stop. Quack. Mom, Dad, Janie, there is something I need to say.
It occurred to me, now that I'm 8, that it's time for me to take a stand. This message out across the land. Mom and Dad, I love you, but we gotta touch base. It's time that I prioritize my personal space. So from now on, the one thing that I love is no kisses, no hugs. No kisses, no hugs.
No kisses,
no hugs.
That's right, I, Harold, will officially not hugging or kissing anyone anymore. And I request that you refrain from hugging or kissing me as well.
Oh, Harold! Why? You're so cute, and I could snuggle you, and I love you, and I just eat you right up, and I put you in my pocket. You're my Harold.
Mom, what did I just say?
Oh, my baby, my precious treasure.
It occurs to me, since I'm so cute, that I'm very hugging kissable. But kisses are gross, they're slobbery too, so now they're not permissible. And hugs are almost worse, they always squeeze me so tight. So now before my bedtime is a handshake, alright. It's different, sure, but this is what
I'm loving my
life. He's loving his
life. It's written in pen. No kisses or hugs next week
or ever again.
It's fine, I guess, but maybe not ideal.
Welcome home, Harold. Everything okay?
Yeah, Dad. Just want to go to my room and think. It's sad a little, not how I thought I'd feel. I think I need a hug and a kiss. The beta fish, are you okay?
Hey, Harold!
Shay, what are you doing out of your fishbowl? Wait, you can talk?
And sing!
It occurs to me, since I'm a fish and my eyes are always wide, that you need a hug and you need a kiss, both of which I can provide.
Wow, fish hug, fish kiss!
That was weird. But also kind of cool? Wait, how can you breathe? You're out of the water.
Good point. Catch you later, Harold.
Mom and Dad, I've changed my mind about something today. You don't know what you miss until you take it away. So now each day, here is what I
Gulp, gulp.
Four kisses for hugs. Four kisses for hugs. Four kisses for hugs. Four kisses for hugs.
And we're back. That was Okie Dokie Brothers. No, that was not Okie Brothers. That was the Story Pirates. I gave the next song away. First, we went to Milwaukee to see the Milwaukee Public Museum, as I was saying before. And so much to see there. If you haven't been there, head out there some weekend with your parents and see what was your favorite exhibit, would you say, Ez?
I don't know. I think the historical museum.
Oh, like the historical Milwaukee
section?
Where they have, what is it, set in the mid to late 1800s?
Yeah.
Somewhere in there. And it just shows you how, you know, Milwaukee looked back then. Mm-hmm. And so there's a general store.
Uh-huh.
You can picture what it was like to go into a general store versus, you know, a big, huge grocery store like you would today. What else was there? Ancient Egypt?
Yeah, I like that too.
Pretty neat. Lots of, varying exhibits from ancient Egypt to rainforest exhibit to dinosaurs,
mm-hmm.
All that. And if you're a children's museum member, you can get in for free, which is amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, butterflies? We didn't see that today.
Yeah, I forgot.
But you can have butterflies land on you, basically. It's pretty neat. All right, well, what do we have next for our listeners?
Stop Dragging My Car Around by Weird Al.
Weird Al, okay. And he's coming to Madison this September. Okay, let's listen in.
I
said, I really like your snaggletooth necklace. Your band's so groovy and your hair's okay. But then that car of yours is so uncool. Like, wow, I'm sorry, but we towed it away. Stop dragging my car around.
Sleeping out in the forest again, far from the cities in the streets. But if we close our eyes and we improvise, we can make it to New York in our dreams. The moon becomes a street lamp in Central Park, and the river is a train Brooklyn bound. The stars turn into pearls on high-heeled girls getting ready for a night on the town. Let's take them to the Bullfrog Opera and the Raccoon's Masquerade Ball. We've got Broadway tickets to see a chorus line of crickets, and the loons are playing Carnegie Hall. Our tent starts looking like the Plaza Hotel. Tonight we'll sleep like we're rich. The trees grow to equate the size of the Empire State, and the trail becomes the Triborough Bridge. We're sitting front row at Nature Symphony Show, with the winds, the reeds, and the streams. We wait for the piano to cue the soprano, 'cause it's not over till the fat lady sings. She's singing in the Bullfrog Opera and the Raccoon's Masquerade Ball. We've got Broadway tickets to see a chorus line of crickets, and the loons are playing Carnegie Hall.
That was the Okie Dokie Brothers, who are also coming to Madison. If you want, if you like what you hear or know them already, come into the Majestic in May.
Yes.
And you may see Ezra and I there.
What?
Could be. As you, yeah, they sing lots of songs about nature and canoeing and fishing and stuff. Pretty good. That last one was called The Bullfrog Opera. Reminds me of the Spring Peepers.
That's nice.
That you can hear going to any wetland right now. They're meeting calls. And I just learned that they congregate in trios. So three frogs, picture this. Mm-hmm. Three frogs sing together with the deepest voice frog starting the call. So that, do you think they test out their voices and say like, okay, you're the deepest, you start? That's kind of funny to imagine. Well, you've been listening to the Pachyderm Parade. Thank you for listening. We are Kids Radio on WRTFM in Madison, Wisconsin. And we'll catch you next time at 6:30 on Sunday. Every week, we try to play something new every week. We've got some new songs in, so we'll dig through those and let you know what we found. So for now...
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for the best of gospel.
Yes.
We're a Cracker Jack Brigade on a Pachyderm Parade, but we'd rather stroll to a water hole. For a furlough in the shade.
You're listening to 89.9 WORT FM Madison.